Oh yeah, this is independent. This is first independent release, which is crazy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is. Talking about Yeezy and Ty Dolla $ign.
We fell in love with you.
And this guys, is one of my
just don't fire the fucking sky, you know.
Such a high and low. Hey.
Nah, this is what I mean, man.
Hey.
Kanye, man.
Hey. Listen.
Kanye.
He's jarring, man.
This. Bro. That was back to me.
Yale Vultures.
Yale Vultures. Kanye, Ty Dolla $ign, and Freddie Gibbs. On the end of that. But,
What, this Freddie Gibbs is another?
Yeah, he drops a verse still. Decent verse still. But
deep like that, but yeah.
This is what's annoying about Kanye. Because I feel like at this point in his career,
such a high level.
He's already proved multiple times over how sick he is at creating creating music especially.
Mm.
So I feel like, bro, he's completed like the main game, for example. Right now, he's just doing side quests. This is a side quest. And is it his best? No. But on spots in here,
it's a vibe.
Exactly. You can't deny that.
It's a fucking vibe.
You can't deny that. You can't deny
it's
that.
It's a fucking vibe.
Like, Kanye is one of the greatest, if not the greatest artist we have of our time. Yeah.
There's two songs where he's going mad on there, though.
Oh, what is it?
I think it's Burn's one of them. I think Burn and might be.
Let's see. Oh yeah, I liked how this song was used. It's a hell of a time.
Oh.
entertained by my pain. Who ain't cash a check off my name? When my campaign turned to campaign, I burn 8 billion to take off my chains. Burn, baby, burn. Sometimes it hurts, I guess I never learn. To who it may concern, the CEO of the firm. It's now some whisper to sharing with Big Worm. Man, a couple wrong turns can fry you forever. It's a permanent perm. You charge it for cookie that's bang for your buck. If you're kissing on the mouth, you ain't charging enough. You heard I was flying a mouth. They was trying for clout. I was dying of gout. Man, the world gone mad. Heard R. Kelly in the next Balenciaga ad.
I think that was the bar in that one, but
yeah, but like tracks like this, this wouldn't be out of place on, let's say, like A Life of Pablo, for example. Like, this is quintessential Kanye, the soul sample chopped, and then him just doing what he does best in it, talking shit, being funny, bragging. Yeah, man. I mean, this is Kanye, though, man.
What's the one where he's actually going mad though with the R. Kelly and the big?
I haven't listened that intently to remember which.
I feel like it's Carnival. Is there lyrics on, man? Could you? Check.
Let me see. The production, I must say, sensational.
It is.
Way too rich to drive a Rolls. Made a million out of stones. She let them put it in her nose. Pretty bitch with white toes. I done put her on the pros. I done put her in the road. I done put her in the ghost. I done reached all my goals. Yeah, pull up with Yeezy and Dollar Sign. I'm all about business, I'm man to man. Pull up in the trenches like Caliban. Pull up with a rocket like number 9. I don't want your hoes.
Your
nigga reach all the goals. Let a sudden dick say she was a pro. She scrape with teeth, I'ma tell her to go. Go, 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 go. Hands up cause she honorable. She ride a dick like a carnival.
I just did the
impossible. Go, 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 go. Hands up cause she honorable. She ride a dick like a carnival. I just did the impossible.
She ride it like she's fags. Turn up to the max.
Oh, Trish the Kid.
Back.
Yeah, that's
I gave
so cool.
That bitch a they love me out in France. In the hood, I'm good, I'm stamped. Every day I dress all black. Well, show 900 racks.
Yeah, this is
double that. I'm a neck a bubble bag. I'm a wrist new Cadillac. Cause I all don't want a bag. Little bitch, I'm a superstar. These hoes wanna fuck my car. My dog put a nigga in park. Gotta watch out for the dogs.
Like how he used the sample from Hell of a Life.
Is that the one that, because Osborne wasn't giving it to him?
What do you mean, Osborne?
There's one sample that I think it is Osborne, I believe, I've forgotten, but he's not giving him the sample. But I think because he sampled it before in another song, he just used that interpolation.
Oh, you know what, fair play. Do whatever you need to do to get around the sample. Yeah, but this is where he has the verse about the Bill Cosby Puff Daddy. Wait, take it back a little bit. Take it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Production's crazy, though, man.
This the Game of Thrones. Yeezy not the clones. Elon with my rocket ship. It's time to go home. They served us the part since the day we was born. Anybody pissed off? Gotta make a drink the yarn. Now I'm Ye Kelly, bitch. Now I'm Bill Cosby, bitch. Now I'm Puff Daddy Rich. That's me, to me rich. When she say she said my dick. And she say she ain't said my dick. She gon' take it up the ass like a ventriloquist.
That's why I did not know. What did he mean by that?
She gonna take out the ass like a ventriloquist. You know when they got a puppet.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Quentin's going crazy.
Oh yeah, I forgot you were on this. I turn water to Chris. This for what they did to Chris. They can't do shit with this. Got my kids in a fake school. We ain't go, 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 go. Here's a bitch in honorable. She ride a dick like a carnival. I done did the impossible. Go, 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 go. Here's a bitch in honorable. She ride a dick like
a carnival. How did he have to ruin a perfectly good song, man?
She ride a dick like a carnival. Been over having flashbacks. She gon' beat me up like a carnival.
This was Carti. I thought this was Yachty or whatever. Like,
yeah, you're not tapped in,
bro. No, but this is the thing. Carti keeps changing the way he sounds.
I think you still know,
bro.
Just like how I need the first, that other song was Rich the Kid. Like, do you know what I mean? You kind of know.
I hear it, but he keeps trying to change his voice or whatever. I don't know. Like, one time he will sound like Future, be doing his best Future impression.
No, and I don't think you listen to Carti enough, man.
Bro, I'm talking about like off Donda, off what's the song on Donda that he's on? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, cause I don't know, man. I don't think he'd be doing all of that. But I mean, yeah, he does change his voice here and there, but I don't know.
Still, I don't know, man.
I can hear Carti still, can't know. But yeah,
I just need him to be coherent and actual rapping and allow the.
He's not there for rapping though, is he? He's there for sound effects, right? Yeah, that sound effects. Exactly.
Brother, man, just be coherent for once, please. That's what I'm expecting on this new album.
But
I need something like that.
You might be fairly disappointed, but
bro,
ain't that supposed to have dropped? That's
it. He was supposed to be on tour right now here as well, touring it, but got pushed back for whatever reason.
What about the album?
It's not out yet.
Yeah.
Still not out. I mean, Carti, man, I need you to bring it back.
Mm.
I don't think I've enjoyed a Carti album since. Yeah, Dial It.
Yeah, that was decent still. That was decent.
Yeah, a whole lot of Red. Didn't grow me. But.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's see. But yeah, this.
What we're saying about Vultures Volume 1 as well.
Bro, the production is crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like Tide's Dollar Sign carried a lot of the tracks, I have to be real. Mm. But it's a fun listen.
Yeah, like, I think that was the most thing. Like, it was a fun listen. But then he just had to just fuck it up in certain ways in terms of, like, that song that we just listened to, saying those bars. Like, he just loves the attention more than anything, innit? Like, Kanye, innit? Like, I don't think he's saying that because he believes, like, that man didn't do that. Like, I'm hoping so. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I feel like he just knows this is a bar that's going to trigger people, so fuck it. I'm going to say it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, but he's been into that. This is not anything new. This is not new.
It's just disappointing, though, man. Because now it's like, the people that don't want you cancelled, yeah. It's just like, bro, like, now you're just asking for it, innit?
He's been cancelled. Well, quote unquote cancelled.
Exactly. But I mean,
looking at it now, that part. I'm charged today, man. I'm here to put him. Let's go.
Yeah, fucking Free Congo at the same time, innit?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Them boys got cooked. But it's tough, man.
Hey, Free Congo, that's all I know.
Indeed. Until backwards.
Yeah. Fucking back to this project now. Yeah, fucking. I feel like production's brazy. Unfortunately,
that's always the given with Kanye.
That production's just like off. Like, just the breakdowns of certain things, it's just like, oof, he's just something else. When it comes to the production thing, it's just like, literally, it's... I don't know how to explain it, but, bro, he's him when he's in that vibe, bro. And that's why, like, I feel like we should get into the whole Quentin Miller. Like, could we get the... what's it called up? Because I want to see what songs he's actually on and written. I think there's maybe two or three songs maybe. Because I think he posted it, innit? He must have posted it on his gram or some shit. But I feel like, I don't know how, I mean, to be honest, yeah, the fact that there's writers on there, I don't know how.
Oh, stop it, man. You guys say this all the time.
Do you know what it is? I can't hate because it's good music, innit? But to be honest, yeah, I just have to embrace it as good music and nothing more. It's not like a Benny the Butcher type thing. It's not. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not a lyrical, miracle thing. This one's more sounds and sonics and bars and some fuckery. You get me? That's the way I see it. Do you know what I mean? Because. Yeah, man, there is some fuckery in there still.
Bro.
I can't get over him just using the R. Kelly and Bill Cosby and P. Diddy Rich now. It's just like...
But why are you surprised at Kanye?
I'm not surprised. I'm just disappointed that he does that stupid shit.
What do you call it?
Do you know what I mean? That's actually disappointing, bro.
What's the post? He said exactly 20 years after the album that changed my life dropped. He would have known, man. Shout out the game for the intro to Ye. Shout out Tracy Mills for sealing the deal. Shout out to Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign. He wrote on Up in the Stars, Talking, Fuck Some, and Beg Forgiveness.
Both of Forgiveness is decent still. It's a vibe, like, in terms of like sonically what they're doing on there. But yeah. Mm. Different stuff.
I mean, Talking is my shit though, man. It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Hey, listen, Blue Ivy, man, you gotta respond, man.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, she, bro. She, cause she rapped on 444, and that.
Did she?
Yeah. She had Blue Ivy's freestyle.
What was it? Remind me.
Oh.
What? I don't think so.
Yes, she did. It's a bonus track. What?
Oh.
Hold on. Let me get it.
What's it called?
Let me find the track.
You're saying 444?
Yeah. Blues Freestyle. It's on the deluxe. Oh, they don't have it on. It's okay because never mind. Cause man has it on.
Off the Bandlet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a Tidal exclusive, but this one. But to be fair, this was years back. But you get it just. But I don't know if they're... Is she as old now as Blue Ivy would have been back then? Because Blue Ivy...
How old is Blue Ivy now? I don't even
Blue
know.
Blue Ivy was born in 2012. So she would be like... 12.
Yeah.
About 20... But 444 was in 2017, so yeah, 6-7 years ago, whatever. But yeah, I say that to say, Talking is one of my favorite songs on this album. Yeah, it's just fresh though. It's fire, man.
Yeah, I think I think Back to Me is definitely my favorite.
Yeah, Back to Me is fire.
Vultures is cold as well.
Yeah, Vultures.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What else is there? I mean, I need to re-listen to it.
A fair Problematic few times. And King. King was good, so.
Yeah.
But, it's just annoying that he just said some foolish shit on there still.
Again, why are you surprised that Kanye?
I'm not surprised, I'm disappointed.
Why?
Because he didn't need to take it there, bruv.
What?
Like, why do you,
if
why
anybody is going to take it there, it's Kanye West.
Yeah, don't make it a good thing.
I mean, I feel it's kind of refreshing, to be honest. I'm not going to lie.
You're having a stinker.
Again, that's not to say I agree with what he's saying. So, I'm saying that artistic expression, artists should be allowed to say what they want to say. They shouldn't be policed. Have to like it? No.
Are we saying him shouting out R. Kelly and Bill Cosby?
He used it to reference a bar. The Me Too money. Which, and it was a bad bar to say the least, but...
That's the point.
But it doesn't mean that he shouldn't say it. Bruh, are you on? Are you saying artists should consider sensitivity when creating or what?
Yeah, I'd never liked when people use fucking dead celebrities' way of dying as a pun in a bar. I never liked that shit either. And they did. I complain about that shit all the time. So there is a line. 100% for me.
I hear that.
Crazy, bruv. Don't need to take it there, bruv. But he took it there, and the annoying thing is he took it there just to trigger people and just to get attention and red. Like, bro, the music was good enough, man. Didn't have to fuck it up like that. That's literally the way I feel still.
He probably has his reasons for putting end there.
Yeah, but there's no good reason, but I just want attention. It's nothing more than that. Can't be.
Who knows?
Can't at this point, bro. I know. This is fucking Kanye, bro.
No, man. Kanye is no stranger to controversy, so
he loves it. He literally dies for it. Like,
but that's what I'm saying.
He loves it.
This shit should not be a surprise.
I think he's wet for it still, but
I hear that. But yeah, man. We'll give that a few more listens. What else is on the list? Lil Sims.
But wait, quick intro before we get to going to Lil Sims. Got you.
Alright, it's your boy Max, aka Max Rio, aka Max here, aka Naked About Headphones, aka Red Note Time is Head on to the Pappy's Association.
Yep.
Aka Back Outside Boys, aka Himothy Williams. Yeah, man.
It's your boy Iris, Top Shooter, Art Dealer, TCF Dripper, Hayland FC, you already know. Yeah, man, we did it to them, man.
Loud, man.
Right, man. Yeah, six is crazy. Who would have thought? But
at the end of the day, it's just 3 points.
Who would have thought six goals?
It's just 3 points.
Clean sheet. But it's just man. 3 points. Unfortunately, Super Eagles.
I've rejoiced yesterday.
We still no agree, ain't it? You get me? We still no agree. So
I thought it's Nigel. No, they carry loss.
Hey, we don't. We carry second this time.
You're the first loser.
We didn't carry second this time.
Give me a break.
We carry second this time, so.
Shout out Ivory Coast, man.
Yeah, they deserve this, though. They deserved it.
Big up to them, man, still.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lil Sims.
Damn.
You said you said I have to keep the same energy.
Yes.
Expand on that, please.
Did it make your top five? It's his dance album.
Did it?
I don't think so. I don't think it was that crazy. But I feel like it might have been.
Let me just double check.
It wasn't last year, was it?
No, it was 2022.
Okay.
But let me just check, because I have my list still.
But either way, you was trying to say that was your favourite shit by then.
Yeah.
Obviously that was some house shit.
Oh yeah, no, it didn't make the
the top 10. Cool, that's no. Yeah, no, you couldn't have been that mad.
But I'll allow it.
But yeah, just to say the fact that you were saying, yeah, you enjoyed that shit. Yes. Red head hair and all this shenanigan, and obviously now Lil Sims has done something in a similar angle.
It's not similar.
No, but it's like it's off key, it's like I don't even know what kind of music this shit is, bruv.
Respectfully. Ballet funk.
This is ballet funk?
Certain songs are. Like, she has an instrumental track on there. Which one is it again? I'm just finding it.
I think Mood Swings was, but yeah, I think,
is it Torch or Fever?
Which is...
Torch or Fever, I think. That's the instrumental track.
Oh, okay. But this is... So what do you call this?
I've been on a high, low, free souls go, only where the love is.
What do you call this?
But I've been having mood
is this
swings,
not
mood swings,
the house, swings, whatever?
No, this is not a house. This is not a house.
Mood swings. It sounds like drum and bass-ish.
Low key.
Don't be scared, the boss can't be defined. Clowns never show up on CP time. I just wanna dance on CP time. How many of them did I leave behind? How many times did I make them know? Why they wanna disrupt, kill my flow? How many times did I switch time zone? But the LD will always be home. Cause I've been all around town, bass thudding, drown as these sounds come in. I've been on a high, low, free souls go only where the love is. But I've been having mood swings.
Yeah, no, I didn't like this shit, man.
Bro.
I didn't like it, man.
I didn't think it was that bad.
But do you know what it is? I wasn't expecting it, innit? If I knew this is what I was coming for, I think I could have been a little bit more, do you know what I'm saying? But, bruv, I came for bars, not fucking...
You're just setting yourself up to fail in that case. Because nobody told you she was going to come and do that.
It's Lil Sims.
Yeah, but, bro...
What
is not like... a project that she like thoroughly thought about. Apparently she made this in like 3 days and decided to drop it.
Yeah, see, I don't have all of that back knowledge, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so this is clearly just something she wanted to do. It was just an
okay, I heard that in hindsight, yeah, cool. But bro, when I press play on a Lil Sims project without any research, I'm expecting bars.
Oh brother.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
give me a time where she hasn't done that though. Like, this is her first experiment like this, isn't it? What are we doing here?
I mean, the other drops, like drop 6, for example, or not drop 6, might not. The one with the blue cover, I feel like that one was, what do you call it? That one was an EP.
Bro, see, all these projects, rapping. All of them.
Okay. It's not like she's not rapping on Drop 7. She's rapping. It's just on a landscape that...
These are not the bars. There weren't bars here, bro. Don't tell me.
Rapping on the first track.
Okay, so where was the bar? No, there weren't bars here, bro. There weren't, like.
What are we doing?
What, you know what I'm doing? What are you talking about, bro?
Bro, she was rapping there.
Oh, we could. Wait, should I play again? I mean, bro, if that's what you want to be calling us rapping, we're talking about Little Sims, bro. We're not talking bro. About.
I've been on a high low, free souls go only where the love is. But I've been having mood swings.
This is hard. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Broski, you can enjoy it. I'm not loving this, bro.
Don't be scared of us, can't be defined. Clowns never show up on CP time. I just wanna dance on CP time. How many of them did I leave behind? How many times did I make them know? Why they wanna disrupt, kill my flow? How many times did I switch time zone? But the LD will always be home. Cause I've been all around town, bass studying.
I'm talking about punchlines and shit, bro. Like actual bars where you wanna jack up, bro. That's, bro, like, that's what, bro, that's what. Do you know what it is, yeah? I had to, you know, when I pressed play on this finally, yeah, I had to go to her last project just to refresh. Just to refresh. Because, bro, I actually had to do it. I was just like, yeah, okay, this is what I'm missing. Because I was fuming, bro. Obviously, because I didn't have no like backing or no knowing what to expect or whatever in it. But to be fair, I think some of these songs she might have performed at that Soul concert, innit? Because I feel like when she was performing at that Soul concert, some of the clips that I did see, I was thinking, what the hell is this? In terms of like sound and whatnot. And I think it was probably songs that she performed there, innit? But like, yeah, nah, man, I wasn't expecting any of this type of shit still. Any of it. What's your track on here then?
What's the Bailey Funk one? I think it's SOS. I think. Yeah, I fuck with this one still.
This one, but I don't even know. Need to be in the venue still.
Like this would go off and like
with a senior Brazilian.
Yeah.
Things.
On like a DJ set or something, like this would go off, bro.
Yeah, this would go off with a seat with a view of Brazilian.
Oh, bro.
Brazilians as well.
Oh, bro.
Because I don't, yeah, nah, man. Definitely, yeah, bro. Nah, man, this ain't it for me still. And I ain't mad at it, bro. Do your thing.
Listen,
still.
Man, encourage artistic expression, man.
Listen, yeah, do your thing. Man. You don't mean I have to like it.
Of course. That's
and
fine.
That's where I'm at, innit?
But so. this was nice. This was like a breakaway from what she's given you over the last 4 or 5 years.
I'm sorry, but run it back, man.
Bro, if listen,
run
like,
back, man,
like Jay-Z said, what do you call it? Like my old shit, buy my old album.
And that's what I did.
That's fine.
I told you I had to run it back to. I think it's No Thank You, the last one. Isn't it? I'm sure it was. Yeah, No Thank You, and I was just like, yeah, this is where it's at.
Listen.
This is where it's at, man.
Of course.
Like, but I respect it though, man. Let her do her thing, be artistic and whatever, and I'm sure that's a festival vibe. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
100.
Yeah, man. Get that in the catalog, get that bag, I hear it still. But this ain't for me. I'm just keeping it a buck.
Yeah, brother.
Definitely had to palate cleanse that shit, bro.
But I understand.
Hey, Palace.
I understand.
Palace of Rip.
What? With this Palace team, this. You know what? Let me not even talk, man. Let me not even talk.
Just love my bro.
Chelsea will just disgrace you all the time, man. I'm buying you here. Let's get back to music, man. But yeah. What's next on the menu?
Actually, you know what? DBE, I just want to say they're cold still. Like, they just did 4 days at the O2.
Big up to them. It's a big achievement.
That's crazy still, and I'm pretty sure it was sold out dates as well. Yeah, man, gotta big them up still. I think they're the first UK rappers to do that still.
Fair play to them.
Fair four play nights to them. Back to back, like, but yeah, no.
And the fan base.
Mm.
Big up to them still.
And the last project is actually, they actually shortened it as well, so it's a normal length project.
I still don't listen.
But yeah, so I think there was way more hits on there still, like in terms of what you expect from DBE and shit like that. Some proper vibes on there.
Right, they took down everything. Damn.
That's it.
Damn. yeah, that's crazy.
I don't get what's going on.
Unless it's the sample police or something, but I would doubt that.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, big up to them, innit? Yeah. Their formula clearly works.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. People love their music a lot. It's just not for me, man. It's just not for me.
Though. This one's a vibe. Deep. They're hawk masters as well, still. They're actually hook masters.
Interracial baby Kim. She got a tight pussy skim. I know you my lady, finna let you win. She oversized, she ain't even got a gym. Yeah, tea house alive, selling Tim. My nigga gripper got a ching. This chain froze, looking like the ice ring. It's where I know it's like the bottom of the sink. Yeah. Went on a floor, gliding, the clickers are jamming. Most of your niggas are lazy, that's the reason why your niggas are scamming. Gripping at 4-5, ain't even got talent. Handling four lines, doing score fives, and I'm in New Balance. They couldn't size up, they're my sons. I'm in BCM with the runs. I put rose gold on my baby girl, and she blunt for real. He put a zombie killer on Saron and he doing stunts for real. If I turn back on and I ain't been around, I'm doing the dumbest deals. We're gonna bounce back, that's a couple times we've been held together. You got my back and I took your word, that's why we just fell together. You girl be foul, I ain't even tell we work well together. And you gonna say something, just take it back and don't tell me never. Interracial baby Kim. She got that tight pussy skim. I know you my lady, finna let you win. She oversized, she ain't even got a gym. Yeah, tea house alive, selling Tim. My nigga gripper got a ching. This chain froze.
Do you know what's so cold about them, yeah?
It doesn't move me, man.
You know Skims is Kim Kardashian's.
Yeah.
Big business.
I mean, I hear it.
Big business.
Like,
they know what they're doing still.
Yes.
They know what they're doing.
I'll say that.
They formulated, like, they've got a couple rhythms on here that are like I think one for Riri as well. Can't find a song right now, but yeah, we've got a couple songs on here still that are It's all, it almost felt like SEO music, like.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that.
Like,
bro.
Like, but yeah.
I hear that.
I think, to be honest, yeah, I can't. They can't hate on it though. That shit's.
Bro, listen.
When you got the formula, fam.
Listen, as long as you have a formula that people will tap into,
mm-hmm.
people will enjoy. Bro, who am I to complain?
That part.
You get me? The majority of the music isn't for me. But
above, it's a vibe though. I'm pissed I didn't go to their concert, you know, because an hour of just literally ski music. Not even ski music.
Run in the trenches, then sit on no benches. Running from Jake, trying to dodge the arrest. Mine on my block, I'm on top of what's left. I had to switch up the show to the stairs. Used to dream about Lambos, APs while I bag out. Now I blew a million on watches this month. Scorps on deck, we just stopping for lunch. She order a porn star, I mix money now. Rich nigga, roll around town in a convoy. Ride a little bitch with me, dressed like a tomboy. Eight different Goyards one day and I snapped it. Still come too fast and her pussy is magic. I need a freaky little bitch that can hack it. Platinum rollie still got on the plastic. Stroking on her G-spot, my middle finger tatted. Comfy in public, cause me and my nigga pattern. Caught €1 million in a stash pot in Paris. Just left her galleries, 10k on jackets. Bad like a bandit, but humble with manners. When I get out of bed and turn my camera on, I'm bragging. I just hold 100 P's. Need a little diva that can be there, yeah. Need her to receive it. Bad like bad gallery. Bad like Riri, bad like bad gallery. Louis all season, I'ma make sure that she receive it. Catch me sliding in the Brabus. My nigga in the posse, he will cut you like the barbers. If it's Audi, then it's RS. Have a dog down walking, he ain't sitting in a harness. They are sons, we are fathers. Say she'll never fuck a rapper, say she'll never fuck an artist. I ain't get a retail,
it's just not for me though. I have to be honest.
I hear it still.
Like certain songs, I'll fuck within it. But like the majority of the music for me, it's just not my thing, innit? But big up to DB, innit?
Yeah, big them up, man. They
have, they have their thing
still.
And like they're doing big business, so
trust me.
Big up to them still.
Facts.
Facts. What am I saying? What else?
Mars Malone.
Mars Malone. Yeah, chat to me about this.
Yeah, alright. See this guy here, yeah? I think it is Mons Malone, isn't it? Mons.
Yeah.
His project, it's called Tiny Boy. Tina's Boy, sorry. And, the guy's just spitting. Like, in terms of, like, he's talking about, like, his lifestyle, a couple of the songs here. He's literally just rapping his ass off still.
Mm.
And do you know what I do love is he's got like plenty of moments where he's like letting the beat breathe, innit? And he's just talking his shit, like just talking like he's talking to you directly, like you're there, innit?
Yeah.
And there's skits throughout the thing. There's plenty of skits still. Yeah, there's skits all over the gaff still, like, but there's some, and it's mainly like a lot of storytelling, I would say. Let's say no service, no sad stories, yeah. Basically just talking about street shit. He was basically saying one of the bars, and yeah, you argue often, but she had me so we're locked in. I still think about the pops thing and how I need to pop him. Felt like I'm in a grave, and yeah, just some crazy bars still from him and like the people that he's rapping with in it. And the hook, the hook has a different intro each time in it. Each time it comes through, I think it comes through like twice or three times in it. And I felt like that from like a creative standpoint, that like, was kind of cold, innit, in terms of like being creative and the way that the song's crafted and whatnot. Tina's Son is another song where he's literally just talking about his actual upbringing, and like I think there's a bar where he said he felt like he clocked the game when he gave his mum 10 bags, like cash and shit like that.
Fair. Wait, so how... I think he's still in jail, right? How
I believe so.
How do they get the vocals up I think to such a standard? Like, I don't...
No, but do you know what it is? That's the thing. I feel like some of the tracks, yeah, you can tell this is so raw, right? Like,
yeah,
it has like a mixtape actual vibe to it.
Yeah.
Like old school thing where it's just like, man, I've just made this as smooth as possible, innit, type of shit. Like with limited resources.
I'm intrigued by that process, innit? Like, how did they get the vocals so not crispy but up to like a decent level,
yeah,
where it's not like, oh man, man can hear it in a can or whatever, like.
Sometimes you can, but I think that adds to the raps.
Yeah, like CB, for example, this guy's put out multiple projects whilst in jail, like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Stars on the keys.
This is...
Carry him lifting way, back rambles and dig a grave. I wasn't in no hatchback swinging lanes. I was on a push bike clicking gears. Done the same thing for different years. H.O. McKinley, I miss you bare. Close my eyes, see him in the physician sitting there. But this ain't no sad stories, let me wipe my tears. Didn't like these years, had to learn to love these years. My uncle told me right my wrongs. Real life, bro, I bit my tongue and really got my ridge back on. Really should have told him I really know what I'm doing. I went away young and left my family all in ruins. Wasn't even thinking about the way that I was moving. Didn't think jail was an option till I hit induction. First soul got it popping.
Stars on the keys.
There's bare of this where it's like the keys and the sampling and whatnot. The production is smooth still. Look, like 4 o'clock times.
Hey yo, I'm God's child, but I'm still Tina's son. They were on what we was on, bro. Leaned out of the window and hit 3-1. I always knew that we'd be on. I wrote both for you in tears, the peace from see you again. Went to my people's mums, the sweetest ones. Think they know me cause they sit and deep my songs. They don't know I slept in my clothes, there weren't no heating on. No angels in the place where I'm from, it's just demons. Never met nines, but I put Ninas in the Nina. My head teacher told my mum that I'd be dead if I don't get bagged. Felt like I clocked the game the day I gave her 10 bags. Cash in a brand new designer bag, they're calling me a rapper now. I can't lie, it's kinda mad, I can't lie, it's kinda weird. The lift left me and I couldn't find the stairs. I stuffed all I've done him after Friday prayers. But on another note, I love you if you hear this. Mom was in them court cells with my hair in buns. Ain't stingy, you can ask them, I'll be sharing guns.
Going crazy. Yeah, he's got a skit on there from his mom. Kind of that's just talking about how she's proud of him, innit? That she's kind of changed his life, even though somehow, obviously, he's in jail, innit? But yeah, man. Bear producers it, like bear producer tags as well. But like, this is like a perfect example of what I mean in terms of like where he's talking to
stars, you know what I'm saying?
And producer tags all over the gaff. Taking it way back.
Look,
this one's crazy. Look,
used to call you on the blue phone and tell you that I'm soon home. I told you that it's time and if you wait I'll buy you 2 tones. They sentenced me detention when I done it in my school clothes. He circled cause he thought he'd make a cool pose. Now look, inside gave me different outlooks. Built this from the ground up, we wasn't looking for it, it just found us. Top bins, I scored me a howlers. I'm finally doing something that my mother can be proud of. Every day was groundhog. Now I'm grinding with tunnel vision, bro. Wanted to slide, I grabbed my knife and said I'm coming with him. Later that night I had to press it till there's nothing in it. Baby, I'm a real life gangster, this is not an image. Meetings in the morning, I'm not thinking about you tonight. The streets turned my heart stoned, I looked into Medusa's eyes. Told me I'm the realest that she met, I just said you surprised. I'd rearrange the alphabet so it could just be you and I. Do and die and I ain't trying to die, that's what I do. When I got the bag, I did exactly what I said I'd do.
Know that shit you said, just know that it got back. crazy. Like this song is literally just of him rapping about being with a girl and going through jail and shit like that, and just the street lives. But yeah, no, it's definitely, this whole project is definitely like a street rap, like a gangster rapper chronicles, really, innit? And it's definitely mixtape vibes, like you can tell, like some of the raw aspects of it. But again, some of the things I love about it again is that he's just rapping, innit? When he brings in the singer, or, do you know what I'm saying, like, and you can tell, do you know what I'm saying, this thing is made for certain bits, like, do you know what I mean, like, yeah, like, and this one's got a skit, I believe it's Tupac and Suge Knight, this is Napkin.
Happy birthday, Monica.
Napkin deals.
Money ain't a thing. I'm not saying you can't have friends, but I'm the one that's gonna be there with you 24/7, 365. So it should be me. Death Row ain't a label, it's a way of life. Where's Atron at right now? Are they hitting? Or are they out there begging a white man for your money? Your money. It's real simple. A lot of people are born males, but they're not men. I'm a man. Nobody fucks with me. Nobody fucks with my money, and nobody fucks with my family.
Yeah. Papa. And I think the last track that I do want to talk about on here is Forever Missing You. Is literally where I think there's three rappers. It's him, Montz, and Bando K, where they're all literally just talking about, I think the first guy is Montz. I believe he's lost both his parents, so he's talking about that. And then Miles Maloney is talking about missing his dad. And like, there's a point where he's actually talking to as if like his dad was there, and then Bando K briefly talks about his sister, losing his sister, and then obviously, like, imagine losing your younger sister and your dad, that's crazy, that's still mad. And like,
that's mad.
Just talking about that, and then kind of talking about, Bando K was kind of like talking about whether or not he could have been, they've both been on the streets together, or him being his manager, innit? So it's kind of like raw, like proper, that one was a proper deep one still, I can't lie to you. But yeah, the project's clean still, I can't lie to you. And the production's cold, it feels like a proper way back in the day in terms of like the samples and like the 4 o'clock, you know, Bashy 4 o'clock type of storytelling vibes, and the way the beats and samples were used and all of that shit kind of feels like that, innit? But yeah, no, go check it out still.
Okay.
I don't, yeah, if he's dropping this behind the doors, that's crazy. Like,
yeah,
that's actually mad. Because I've been actually trying to find what he looks like, but bro, I don't think it's...
Nah, the previous project, Maktub, has like a drawing of his face in it.
Oh, it's this guy?
Yeah, but that's what he looks like still. Yeah, that's what he looks like.
He's inside for time though, isn't he? I'm pretty sure.
What is he?
Yeah.
What? How long has he got? Bro, really and truly, that's irrelevant if he's making a change right now. Yeah.
But his last charges for, I think, pointing guns at his ops. For 11 years.
11 years. So 5.5.
Yeah, not too bad, I guess.
When did he go in?
This article, that's 2021.
So it should be out, hopefully, within like the next year or two, to be fair.
Yeah.
Fair play to him. Fair play.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Man's gonna take in that. Other music that I've been taking in recently. Samson dropped a song with I'm assuming an American producer called Mad Keys, where it's called Mark. And like similar to how you're saying about people talking or whatever, but it's just like him talking his things barring up, and then you have the producer saying you need to hear something, he's next up or whatever. It's decent still. Yeah, Mark, that's the track.
Man, I'm telling you, Samson, the boy can spit.
Hey.
The flows are too good, the writing is that's too amazing. Top two, but he not two.
Got a few bookings, still got class, claim first place. You're mistaken, blow off the shows that are coming for your car. Life is a phone back.
Man, I'm telling you, Samson, the boy can spit.
Hey.
The flows are too good, the writing is that's too amazing. Top two, but he not two.
Yeah.
Alright. How could I not be hard? Got a few bookings, still got class, claim first place. You're mistaken, blow off the shows that are coming for your car. Life is a phone back. Party, I say this for room and the top of the cast. May the last be the first and the first be the last. And my feet but making my mark. How could I not be hard? Got a few bookings, still got class. Claim first place, you're mistaken. Blow off the shows that I come off of your car. Life is a phone, better play your party. I say this for room and the top of the cast. May the last be the first and the first be the last. And my feet but making my mark. I tell the man for the game in the yards. Go to the end for this so that I could start. I put the G-O-D in my scars. I be the G-O-A-T in the farm. Dots and line best fit me in charts. Connect the dots, I'm a work of art. Connect the bars and deep this axis. They're depending on us for the graft. Trying to prove these doubters wrong. Don't care if they hate me, they can't no rate me. School kids after my dreams, that's gazy. Way back then when they said I was crazy. Stuck with a man who stuck with me, adhesive. Now they would celebrate me. Keep me out of top 10, it's cool. Don't need you in the trophy too. I wanna be him, I wanna murk. What is it, me 6 feet in the dirt? Pray so much when I can't get cursed. Are you gonna be when they leave this earth? Don't care if you're last, we got first to be first. Like I said, don't care if you're last, we got first to be first. Step on the stage and then man fear. Drop the mic, man, Samson's here. It's our turn to disturb your ears. We're in our own lane, we ain't got no peers.
Yeah.
After the show, but you love the peers. I wanna take with the man out of rears. Me and the man, them soon gone clear. Ain't seen you here, you ain't nowhere near.
Just
then man fear. Drop the mic, man, Samson's here. It's our turn to disturb your ears. We're in our own lane, we ain't got no peers. I left the show, but you love the peers. I wanna take with the man out of rears. Me and the man, them soon gone clear. Ain't seen you here, you ain't nowhere near. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and the Amarai. Seen for the lads, better work on the alibi. Red energies, every day all having that. Don't switch up when the tape drops in my ride. Blade in this bar, so sharper than ever. One of the hottest of the UK, whatever. I shine, no hell, gonna show by the letter. Bars or beats, go show me who's better. Now I see Mars in my inbox and this is resting a few invoices. If you man saw the deep pit I was in, you can say life right now, chef's kiss. Seen you here, ain't nowhere near. Then my fear,
he went
drop the
crazy.
Man, Samson's here. It's our turn to disturb your ears. We're not only, we ain't got no peers. But you love the peers. I wanna take with a man out of rears. Me and them soon gone clear. Ain't seen you here, you ain't nowhere near. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and the Amarai. Seen for the lads, better work on the alibi. Red energy, 7 day all having that. Don't switch up when the tape drops in my ride. Blade in the smile, so sharper than ever. One of the hottest of the UK weather. A shine, no hell, got them shook by the letter. Bars or beats, got to show me who's better. Now I see Mars in my inbox and this is resting a few invoices. If you man saw the deep pit I was in, you can say life right now, chef's kiss. So I smoke my smoking cheese. Till I got bars with their pins empty. Don't ever rest SP for the man that I'm mediocre. They can never test me. Come with a different element. I can name 20 MCs. I'm better than K. Made a game in the aim like a veteran. Shout you on the miss you wish.
Yo.
Come with a different element.
Aye,
I can name
20
MCs. I'm
you
better
don't.
Than K. Made a game in the aim like a veteran. Shout you on the miss you wish.
Listen, bro. It's only a matter of time to go
with the same. He said, come outside if you go to bed. He said, come outside, bro. Are you mad?
No.
No.
I am
Oi, no.
That boy talented, man.
Oi, he said, come outside if you got a bed. And you, oi, no.
That boy talented, man.
What?
You raw, man. You raw.
Oh, shit.
You raw. Like, I like how you just switch gears into that third verse.
What? Yeah, like, man. If you weren't in... Bro.
Yeah, nah, he went off still.
Bro, man was going crazy with it, like, and it was like, he was already going mad, but, bro.
Yeah, like, I like when rappers, like, know when to switch gears.
Yeah, and I just enter a whole new element type thing. And
then they find a different pocket.
Bro.
To attack and whatnot, I love that.
Slong. Slong.
But, yeah, nah, man.
Slong, still.
Big up, Sansa, man. Listen. Hey man, he got that for sure.
He's fucking. He said if you got a pen, try it.
Listen,
that's literally, bro. That last, like he didn't even have to do that because like raw. He was already going crazy.
He's raw.
To do that on top of it.
He's raw with it, man. Yeah, man, bro. Listen, man, bro, if you're not tapped in already, get to know, man. Because, yeah, the potential is huge, still. The potential is huge. Potential is huge, man.
Listen, Samson said, if you got... bro, like, honestly, you didn't have to do that. He was... at the end of the song, bro, like, it was brazy. He was gliding, and he was still going crazy at the same time before
that.
And then just the flow switch was just, what?
Yeah, nah. Big up, Samson. Also, how do you feel about Irish Draw?
Irish?
Well, I wouldn't consider Irish Draw. Just Irish rap.
I don't know about
because that. I discovered this guy Travis. And
I don't know about that. That's what I know.
But I want to see what you think of this.
What is it called?
It's called Blockbuster by Travis. Travis. Yeah, that's the one.
Man, it's on to the next if the Swiss don't beat. Tell me what you want, man, I need more dough money. Rush to the bank like it's World War III. I don't understand why this world's so peak. Got me feeling like Pac with his eyes on me. Turn a white chick to a chocolate darling. Pardon, she like the culture of me. Yo, this is just me to a T. Ain't nobody back here beef, my bro. It's too late cause it's cooked, my bro. I was just asking a simple question. Don't fuck till said he don't know. I'm in a man's time to spend on these hoes. Fucking on BB's one of my goals. I don't really fuck with them BBLs. Even though everybody loves Ruby Rose. Crazy, this nigga still talking. Brave man, dead man. See what's like to be a great man. They say I got a galley addiction. That's too much DBE or Dave. Man, waste man, calling my life. Please save my situations. Got I'm feeling confused. If I punch you in the face right now, I post up, I get a million views. I ain't dashing a single fuck, nah. For your bitch, I'll toss it. See right now, man's moving toxic. I get broke, bitch, elevate then drop it. I might go stick, come back and fuck it. Even though bro, she ain't not a brock it. Look, she's still a hot topic, but just like that, you know how to block it. Who's that on the block?
Who's that?
I don't know what you thought.
Fuck.
Are you tapped or what?
Free.
I ain't dashing a single fuck. Crazy, I swear you were chatting like a typo, he's not backtracking. Didn't plan on having her slump it, but she's here right now, so fuck it. Who's that on the block?
Who's that?
I don't know what you thought.
I know, bro.
Are you tapped or what?
Tapped.
I ain't dashing a single fuck. Crazy, I thought you were chatting like a typo, he's now backtracking. Didn't plan on having a slump it, but she's here right now, so fuck it. All of this shit been making my head feel. That's fine by me, God got me and he snapped back.
It feels like trap meets drill in terms of the 808 sound trappy, but the pattern is definitely drillish.
Yeah, because I came across it, I was like, right, this is hard. The visuals are better. Well, man, say better. But yeah, the visuals are also great as well.
Mm.
But yeah, no, big up Travis from Ireland still. Travis and Els. But yeah, man's gonna tap into their thing still. Cause yeah, they're doing a lot. Who else am I listening to? A guy called Rex Kappa. Rex Kappa, Rex Kappa. What's the song? Rex. R-E-C-K-Z. That guy. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar, but yeah, boy, I think the song's Let Go, but I feel like he's got signs still.
I'm not familiar still.
Gravitates me to him is that in his lyrics he's like more self-aware than you would initially think, like just in terms of like the way he raps, like his cadence for example. Yeah, like he's a lot more aware, do you get me, if you actually take the time to hear what he's saying, do you get me?
Yeah.
But I can definitely see why people might be turned off or might not give it time of day, do you get me? But yeah, plus the production as well, again. Yeah, I wouldn't expect that from a guy that sounds like that, to be fair. But yeah, man. I've been tapping into his music as well. Ream. I've spoken about Ream before as well.
Oh, yeah, I feel like
But Ream drops a new song called Peacemaker as well. I fuck with that. I finally listened to that EP by Millions. That he dropped last year, well, in December.
Let me see what it looks like.
Gap here.
Oh shit, I don't think I missed that one. Is that the one where he was all in Jamaica and that?
No. Well, to be fair, I haven't seen his last few, what do you call it, his last few visuals. So I wouldn't particularly know. But yeah, he's been moving still.
But do you know what's exciting?
What?
Well, two of my favorite rappers are dropping on the same day. I don't think it's this weekend.
Oh yeah, H.O.P. are dropping a tape. Is it next week?
It should be this week if it's. because Potter and Getz are dropping the week after. I don't know if that means it's dropping the same day.
I think they said the 22nd.
For?
To drop 22nd of February. That's next week.
Yeah. I think, what day is it? That's a Thursday, okay.
Yes. Yes, more artists, please. Forget Friday as the day to drop, because, brother,
yeah,
just avoid the noise. Drop on whatever days suit you best, innit?
Yeah, that makes sense, because Getz and Potter are dropping on the Friday, so...
Yeah, you at least get ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's definitely out of the blue, though, but I hear it, though.
Yeah,
the HMP team. I'm intrigued. I wonder if it's a mixtape or an album. It probably feels like more like a mixtape. But that's just my assumptions. Just looking at the vibes on it. But yeah.
This would be a great way to get back momentum to where they previously were.
And it's interesting that they only led with one single. So obviously they're definitely confident in what they're about to drop anyway.
Yeah, word.
Do you know what I mean? I think that shows that. I think also, yeah, Pot of Paper is dropping a mixtape.
Yeah, Thanks for Hating.
Thanks for Hating, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Again, sounds like it's gonna be some real rap shit. And also,
yeah, Getz.
Getz is dropping.
Purpose for Purpose.
Yeah, seen the artwork.
Yes.
The artwork looks crazy still.
Like. And the track list looks even crazier as well.
It does.
He's got a track with him, Kano, and Rich. Samphon there. Moonchild Sanelli.
Lancey's on there.
Lancey as well.
Shaka.
Yeah, Shaka.
Dexter Dapps.
Mad.
Takes the Yorfa. Pip Mad. Millet.
Mad.
Muzi. Don't know Mad. Who that is. Do you know who Muzi is?
Muzi, is it?
M-U-Z-R.
No, I have no idea. No idea.
There's another guy called Harry A.
Harry A, okay.
J. Angelo,
he has the... I think he has the clothing brand, I forgot what it's called. But PJ, I think PJ wears his stuff quite a bit as well. Big up PJ. I forgot what it's called. But yeah.
Yeah, it drops in 10 days still. But no, yeah, man, Rushmore is a track that I'm looking forward to.
Of course, man.
Kano and Rich routine.
Listen, I need a bar fest on that. Allow me with the whole Rich. Come to do a hook and that. Listen, brother, you know what we're here to do.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
You know what we're here to see, man. You know what we're... You know what we're here to see, man. Like, if you're calling it Mount Rushmore, then obviously you know what...
Exactly.
What pressure that comes with, what the states come with.
That part.
Listen, man's not trying to hear no hook. Mm. No. Barfest, please.
And there's a song called... with Moonchild Sonelli.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, no. It's going to be interesting still. 23rd of February. That's dropping 2 weeks' time. I'm gassed for it still. I can't lie.
23rd? That's next week?
Yeah.
Mad. Oh, fucking hell. It's mad that we're at the end of February already. But whatever.
We'll chill out. We got to fight this week first. And bro, then we get...
Fam, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Exactly.
Brother, listen, it's true.
We just started this week, bruv.
Bruh, the days are just draining. But, okay. Okay. Next week should be exciting still.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for
couple rhythms still.
In a few weeks, Schoolboy Q is dropping as well.
Yep.
Blue Lips.
I'm sure you have. You listened to the singles?
Yes.
You actually have?
Which are very... good. Very different.
They are two different songs, yeah.
Very different.
But I think they both do a good... snapshot of
where he's at right now.
What was amazing about the two tracks, there were two separate tracks, but they were two very well produced tracks. The production on both of them,
you can tell
we're about to get something that's very sonically pleasing, like
that's
really, and to be honest, obviously that's TDE, innit? They don't really give you a shit produced project, like, so I'm really excited for Schoolboy, seeing what he's dropping. It was interesting that he dropped the two songs at the same time, basically. But I was gassed just to listen to him anyway, so it's going to be interesting still, like,
that's a big fact.
He's going to take us back.
It'll just be interesting to see where he's at right now, because I don't know if you saw the podcast that he did a few months ago with a few friends of his, but just basically explaining that he can't make the same music that he made years back because he's not in that space no more. Like, he's clean.
Bar the weed.
He's clean.
I'm pretty sure I even see him smoking in one of
them. Yeah, he's fit, healthy.
Yeah.
Golfing.
Money.
Making money. Oh, brother. He's not in that same place where he was. So, the same things won't be fueling the music that he creates in it. It will just be interesting to see what his life perspective is. Right now, I'm excited to see still. Excited
such for that. Such a high, you know. Beautiful babies, big titty bitches.
Yo, Kanye, man.
Such a high, you know.
Big up Kanye, man. Cause he's talking that real talk in there. He's talking that real talk.
Playlist. Actually, Super Bowl, did you watch the last halftime show?
I caught bits of it. My girl was showing me bits of the show. Shout out Usher, he was turning up, I could see. He was hugging on Alicia Keys like crazy.
He's a criminal for that though, but
I mean, big up to him. Big up to him, man. Playlist. I'm gonna add Tryna See by Tony Snow. And then
I think I'm definitely adding that Kanye thing.
Back to me,
yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna add Talking. I'm gonna add Talking.
And I'm gonna add Medusa as of Tina's Boy.
Alright, cool.
But go check that out still. Hella storytelling. And some street shit.
Come. Go check that out.
Yeah, man. Such an high and low.
Listen, man.
Big booty bitches.
Big tune.
Ciao. But you got your two songs out?
Done.
Come. Go like, share, subscribe. Man. Unfortunately, Super Eagles can't do it, but we still agree.
Get them gone.
But go like, share, subscribe. We go.
Indeed.